Everyone, today I will be discussing the criminalization and the villainization of social movements as a result of media manipulation, as well as racism that I have dealt with as a result of participating in social movements via social media. The criminalization of the Black Lives Matter movement as a result of manipulation by the media is sadly nothing new. As we have reviewed throughout the course, there are several movements that have been led by people of color and or Black people that have been receiving racist media coverage that depicts Black people and or people of color as criminals, looters, and overall violent. This includes, but is not limited to, the Civil Rights Movement, the Black Panther Party as a whole, the Free Palestine Movement, and the Black Lives Matter Movement. In each of these movements, the media has gone out of their way to push certain rhetoric that pushes these movements into a harmful light and or violent light. For example, when you watch the Black Panther documentary, anytime you saw the Black Panther Party in the media, they were being seen as nothing but criminals, a threat to society, a threat to police, and even when they did explain themselves, there was always a rebuttal given by a white person in a position of power, whether it be a government official or a police officer. Another example of media manipulation is the Free Palestine Movement. Oftentimes, when we see the movement, it's being told to us that it's too complex for us to understand, or that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is deep-rooted and that it's being handled. And when we watch Occupation 101, it really took that documentary for me to see the full story about what's really going on between the Palestinians and the Israeli people. It made me realize that media coverage is vital for people to understand what exactly is going on in these movements. And it also opened my eyes to the fact that while these movements are policed by media oftentimes, other movements such as MAGA rallies and the insurrection at the Capitol aren't given such harsh media treatment, aren't given such manipulation to push them into a violent and or horrible light. When we think about the insurrection at the Capitol, it was discussed for about a week or two, but we never saw a lot of follow-ups as for the trials of the criminals that stormed the Capitol and the lack of action by Republicans in office that incited the incident in the first place. The reason why I felt compelled to discuss this is due to my experience as someone who has been in media spaces as a result of social movements. I started my journey with being more vocal about my feelings about social movements due to the fact that I have received racist and bigoted remarks throughout my life. As a Black and queer person, bigotry is nothing new to me. And when the Black Lives Matter movement began to gain traction, I knew that it was my duty to not only participate, but to vocalize my feelings as well. I knew that in order for me to feel like I have participated in this and done my job as a Black person that has gone through this, that I needed to use my social media platform. As we've also discussed in class, a lot of people near our age, we have platforms. Not only is it important for us to use it, but there's different ways to utilize it in order to spread a message of truth and also explain your perspective on things as well. I started creating guides that talked about ways to combat racism, tips on how to safely protest because a lot of protesters were getting arrested for no reason, and how performative activism, a lot of which were happening at protests, needed to be called out. Because of this, it gained traction on social media, and I was given the opportunity to further explain my perspective in different media publications such as Betches, Subvert Mag, and Linktree, to name a few. I talked about social issues, Black issues, etc., etc. This was exciting to me because I felt like I was given the opportunity to change the way the media was speaking about Black people now being a media space myself. Of course, there was hesitation from the publications I worked with because obviously I wasn't going to hold my tongue and I wanted to make sure I held everyone accountable. While some people enjoyed my articles, others did not. As a result of my work, I have received comments about my appearance, I have received comments threatening me, I received racist comments comparing me to animals and calling me the N-word. It got to the point where I had to make my account private, which I never wanted to do because I wanted my account to be a place where people could find resources for not only me, but other Black content creators and other Black writers as well. While these comments did affect me for a little bit, I realized that not only was this to be expected, unfortunately, but it made me realize that a lot of publications, including the ones that I have worked for, have fostered a community of bigotry due to the fact that they've never been outspoken about their views on certain social movements, as well as not participating in spreading actual factual information on what these movements were about before the Black Lives Matter movement gained traction. Therefore, I knew that it was important for me to hold them accountable and to hold a space in which truth can be told. In my opinion, it is important for those that are a part of marginalized groups to be able to participate in these spaces, to be able to write, to be able to verbalize however they want to express themselves, to explain their perspective, so that more people can receive actual information, that more people can actually receive the truth on what's happening with these movements. I believe that with more people of color in media spaces as well, that there can be a shift in the ways that people can receive information. This is why representation in all sectors of work matters, especially in media spaces, especially when we're discussing social movements and we're discussing different things that are happening to marginalized groups as well. So that is my hope, that there are more people of color, that there are more people of marginalized groups that are able to tell their stories. Thank you.